Worldwide Godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach. We turn to chapter 25 this morning with verse 1. With three things I am delighted, for they are pleasing to the Lord and to human beings. Harmony among relatives, friendship among neighbors, and a wife and a husband living happily together. Harmony among relatives, friendship among neighbors, and a happy marriage between a husband and a wife are all key elements that can bring immense joy and delight to a person of faith. These relationships are not only important in the eyes of God, but they also play a significant role in shaping a person's overall well-being and spiritual growth. First and foremost, harmony among relatives is a beautiful blessing that can bring great joy to a person of faith. The bond between family members is sacred and precious, and when there is peace and unity within the family, it can create a strong foundation for spiritual growth and a deeper connection with God. When family members support and love each other unconditionally, it can foster a sense of belonging and security that is essential for a person's emotional and spiritual well-being. Similarly, friendship among neighbors is another source of delight for a person of faith. Jesus taught us to love our neighbors as ourselves. When there is friendship and goodwill among neighbors, it reflects the love and grace of God. Building positive relationships with those around us can create a sense of community and belonging, as well as provide opportunities for sharing our faith and serving others in love. When neighbors come together in friendship and support, it can bring great joy and fulfillment to a person of faith, knowing that they are living out the commandment to love one another as God so loves us. And lastly, and certainly not least, a happy marriage between a husband and a wife is a precious gift that can bring immense delight to a person of faith. The Bible teaches us that marriage is a sacred covenant between a man and a woman. And when a husband and wife are united in love and commitment, it reflects the love and unity of Christ and His church. I call this being one with your spouse as your soulmate in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Tony. I love you. A happy marriage is a source of strength, support, and joy. It can provide a solid foundation for spiritual growth and mutual encouragement in the journey of faith. When a husband and a wife live together in harmony and love, it is a testament of God's faithfulness and grace, and it brings great delight to their hearts and to the Lord. These three relationships are not only important in the eyes of God, but they also play a significant role in shaping a person's spiritual growth and salvation's wisdom and overall well-being of love, faith, and hope of His mercy. As we strive to cultivate and nurture these relationships in our lives, may we find joy and fulfillment in the love and grace of God, knowing that these blessings are pleasing to the Lord and life eternal. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us, Lord, not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts today. My poem comes from the study of Sirach 25. Verse 1 today produced a two-stanza poem, and it's ongoing. It's titled, Harmony, Friendship, Happiness, See. Delighted am I in these three, Lord's pleasing they do. Harmony, friendship, happiness, see. Beings human, love too. Relatives, love, harmony, true. Neighbors, friendship, agree. Husband and wife, constantly renewed. Happily living in salvation, free. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's March 20th, 2024, and I'm recording this morning at 4:49 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Up with the angels today, rocking and rolling with those around us, and enjoying the opportunity to speak about these three beautiful things of life that Sirach reminds us of today. Relatives is a difficult topic in a lot of ways because my foundation isn't as solid as we would like it to be. My two older children have not talked to me in the last 3 years, and it's been hard on me, I must admit. I continue to pray for their forgiveness, and I miss my grandchildren immensely. Friendship with neighbors is something very special in my eyes. I have great neighbors around me, and I share my 66 eggs that I have been harvesting every 3 days. It's been a pretty amazing how many eggs my chickens have been putting out, and I do enjoy that with such immense love of serving and sharing with our neighbors. We have Wendell and Thelma, and they're in their early 80s, a preacher at one point in his life. And we've got the boys with their mother and dad next door. That's the children of Wendell and Thelma. And they're some good kids. They're in their teens, upper teens and early 20s. And we pray for their father every day. He's got some issues with his kidneys. We continue to pray for our marriages around us, those who are friends with us and are in a great marriage. We celebrate each and every day. And I call mine my soulmate in Christ, my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Toni. I love her so much. She is an awesome being to be around in Christ's name. I so love her faith in Jesus Christ. And that brings us together as one. That's why we call ourselves Cruz-Wiggins. Cruz means cross. We just joined our names with the cross of Christ. Amen. So we close today, it looks like, at 8:44 in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you, Johnny. In Jesus Christ. Amen.